from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The debrief, September 4, 2024. I saved this one for today because it is so outrageous. This is like WWE stuff.
You straight up told me before the show, you were like, I was going to use it, but I couldn't because I needed us all to be together for
it. Yeah, it almost takes the prediction of Tom Brady getting divorced, which did happen. I think it takes that to new heights.
This is your big football prediction for 2024.
Yeah, I always like to throw out like five, a zany one, like very like random wacky ones,
and
somehow the goofiest ones end up happening.
Okay.
Like the T.O. comeback rumors, the Brady divorce, so maybe this one will happen. So, the Dallas Cowboys are going to miss the playoffs.
That's not that crazy.
Mike McCarthy is going to get fired.
Not that crazy yet.
Who replaces Mike McCarthy?
Bill Belichick.
Coach Prime.
Oh, okay.
And he says he will only coach if the Cowboys promise to draft Shadur with their first round pick.
Didn't I tell you that was what they were angling for down there? Jerry Jones would just love the idea of all that publicity.
Just to make sure I hear this straight. In season, this is going to happen? Or
no,
the
no.
end of the year, McCarthy's gone.
After the season.
Sanders comes. They have a handshake deal with Jerry Jones. Dak leaves, Sanders
becomes heaven and earth to make sure Shadur Sanders
again,
is
I have
his.
To say, not that crazy. You've already been beaten to the punch on this on national TV. Mike Tannenbaum said that two days ago.
I said this.
Okay, Chris Mueller also.
And you made fun of it when I said it, but you gave Tannenbaum lots of credence.
I did not give
there was so much credence given to Tannenbaum.
I just simply mentioned that Donnie is now regurgitating something that is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. Malzi's on this trail. Tannenbaum is giving it national credibility.
So two people said it.
But, man, I think Dion would get chewed up and spit out.
But one-third of the show has already said it.
Then he's on my side.
I think Dion, it would go very badly for him in the NFL. I know he wants to probably say, I'll coach professionals. I know how to deal with professionals. But I just think some of those guys wouldn't give a rat's ass who he was.
Do you guys find, speaking of coaches, is anyone else annoyed by this new Belichick?
Yes.
I'm on InstaFace now.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah. Well, that was, remember the famous thing? I don't do FaceGram or InstaFace or whatever it was.
Okay, so just Instabook. Typical old boomer.
It was
talk.
Instabook SnapFace or something like that.
Yeah. But then Schefter rattled off, this guy showed up to press conferences in t-shirts that your dad wouldn't wash his car outside in or cut the grass in, Donnie. This guy would show
up. My dad would.
Dude, these were bad. These were holy. His nipples were out and stuff. Cut off sleeves. Schefter tweeted out this guy's media schedule for this year. Strategic advisor with the 33rd team. Working with Palazzolo and Sam Monson. McAfee once a week. Manning cast for the first half of every game for Manning's Monday Night Football broadcasts. Every Friday, doing a new show with Peyton Manning, analyzing the Monday night games, Inside the NFL with our buddy Ryan Clark, and now his own football show on Underdog Fantasy. He's partnered with a fantasy football site, and he's doing his own show with Matt Patricia. That sounds like...
I saw Mina Kimes do a post about that on Instagram or something. Or no, it was Twitter, where she said, scroll down for a surprise, because it was Patricia like interviewing him. Patricia looks nothing like what he did. He looks like bizarre, like jarringly different.
Drop some pounds?
But I just...
Yeah.
The guy had such disdain for the media. I don't want to support his media
endeavors.
Question.
Do you think this is a tacit admission on his part that he's probably never coming back to coaching?
I think it's him. No, I disagree. I think he's trying to rehabilitate his image like we've seen other people do across the landscape of sports.
Look, I'm a kinder, cuddlier Bill Belichick.
Alex Rodriguez on TV is an example of that.
I'm Bill Belichick. I'm actually fun.
And it's also a way for him to show, oh, look, I'm keeping up with the game.
Yep.
I'm not just going away.
Okay, what happens now? Here's the real question. Does he start living the, not living the lie, but like living the fake out here, or living the gimmick? What if after a year of this, he's like, I actually like doing all this crap. It's not even close to the amount of work being a head coach was. It's kind of fun. They just pay me a lot of money to be.
He just leans into outrageous takes.
Listen, Bill Belichick or Bill Cowher.
I was going to say that happened with Cowher.
No one thought Bill Cowher wanted to sit at a desk and do NFL on CBS.
True.
And he loves it now. It's obvious. It's rare when it happens because these guys are wired differently. But some of these guys, when they get out into the real world and they realize the money is still very good to just talk football and not have to coach it, they go, huh,
You're missing one key difference, though, between those two guys.
He wants to chase down the all-time
Correct.
Wins record.
And Cowher went out with a Super Bowl.
I heard somebody say the all-time wins record doesn't really mean jack squat, and I actually agree with that. Everybody knows how great Belichick was. Does he really need to pass Don Shula to get
I agree
like,
with
that
you.
Recognition?
Who cares that Sam Snead won more PGA events than Jack Nicklaus? He's got the most majors, and that's really all that counts.
It is all that counts. I'm serious. It is.
Donnie, good stuff.
We're going to get Tom Brady rumors, too, by the way. He's going to fuel them from the broadcast booth.
First owner to be...
Well, just say it. Is he going to come back and play this year?
Come on.
I don't think he'll actually come back and play, but he's going to be fueling that fire like as the season goes
Single
on.
Single funniest team Brady could play for.
The Steelers.
They're close. The Jets would be funny. Rodgers gets hurt, and here comes Tom Brady in gangrene.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.